Haley Marie is a touring musician and producer and is bringing the show Becoming the Beatles to Medicine Hat on the 12th, Camrose on the 13th, and Fort Saskatchewan on the 14th. And she joins me today to talk about the show. Thank you, Haley.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So when did you first decide that music is what you wanted to do with your life?
I was wanting to be a competitive swimmer. And then music kind of fell on my lap. My older brother brought a recorder home from school, and I kind of was playing the obnoxious little sister. Give me that. I want to try. And so my parents wanted to sign me up for music lessons after seeing how interested I was in this. And they wanted to sign me up for classical piano. And I said, like, no, I'm not doing that. So they found pop keyboard lessons. So I got this little book, and it had Obla-Di Obla-Da and Yesterday, and it had ABBA and all kinds of music that probably someone my age shouldn't know. And I just practiced all the time. And then combined with that is that my parents loved the Beatles and used to put their music on when they were driving me around to, you know, my various activities as a child. So I feel like I got this head start with the Beatles. And also through school, I studied classical music for many years. So I think I'm coming at music from both perspectives, pop keyboard, classical, historical perspective. I think for me, music does something that words can't say, and that is really indescribable. I mean, I turn to music when I've had a hard day, when I've lost a friend, when I'm happy, when I'm lonely, when I'm bored. Music has just always been there for me.
Well, you touched on it a little bit, but what made you want to do a Beatles show? Why this show?
I think for the Beatles, it became, you know, this ultimate question of why are they so big? How did they get to become the biggest band in history? Is it justified? How can we analyze the music? You know, why is the music so great? That's one of the things that we talk about in the show. What is it exactly that they did? How did they change history? So I really wanted to dive into it, not from a perspective that you'd need to be a musician to understand, but a study of kind of both the music and the people behind the music and what made this click. And it was partly the time in which they existed in the 60s and what came before and what came after. It all kind of ties together in this beautiful story, and then enter these four young men from Liverpool who, quite frankly, they worked their butts off. They were in the studio long after everybody else had gone home. At that time, the recording studio was very much like an office. And then they came in and they stayed all night with George Martin, their producer, experimenting and playing with different sounds and really making history and creating music history.
When we get tickets and we go to the show, what can we expect to see?
I think that's one of the biggest questions. I'm so glad you asked. So for anybody thinking this is a tribute show, it's not a tribute show. It's not a lecture either. What it is, it's a combination of 20 live Beatles songs in chronological order and flying out with an amazing band. We glue the songs together with a very human story of four boys growing up and who they meet along the way. And then the entire time there are projections going on. We have almost 400 projections in the show. So it really is a live concert meets a live documentary. We're going to talk about things to listen for in the music, and then we're going to play the piece that we're talking about live, because the whole goal really is that people hear this music that they've been hearing for all or most of their lives, but with a new perspective once you hear the behind-the-scenes take of what really went on as they were writing this music. It's going to be a really exciting night. Some not-so-glamorous, funny history and some spellbinding history. And it will be, like you said, Camrose, the Lougheed Center on Friday the 13th and then Saturday the 14th at the Shell Center in Fort Saskatchewan.
Well, we will get the link for that up on our website as well, ravenradio.ca, so that you can get your tickets while you can, because I bet they're going to go fast. So many people are Beatles fans.
They are, and for a good reason. And we're gonna dive into all of that on the weekend.
We cannot wait to have you.
Thank you. I can't wait to get this story out there. It's a remarkable one.